Hey, what's going on, family? It's your boy, Brother Technico, coming at you with another episode. And it's kind of a hot take. It's just something that was on my mind, and I figured I'd talk about it now before I forget about it. So I have no idea when you guys end up hearing this episode, but just one of those things I got to get off the brain. Because I've talked a lot about, of course, race on this platform. I've talked about who's racist and, you know, origins of race and society and moving the goalpost, aka ad hominem. And there are some things that I just generally want to make clear or make known to the family so that we're aware of it, so we are digesting it and just moving forward, right? So the first thing, and I kind of started talking about this, I don't know which podcast this was, but I started talking about, can black people be racist? And I gave very, very specific context as to when this is applicable, how this is applicable, and, you know, versus how people use it. And I wanted to get some clarity on that, or to give some clarity, because I don't want people to get the wrong idea or flip what I say, which is really, really easy, but that has a lot to do with, again, moving the goalpost, ad hominem, so on and so forth. And I want us just to be aware of these things when we're not just when we're having conversations, because these elements seem to play themselves out, whether we're dealing with academia, whether we're dealing with law, whether we're dealing with media. The ability to use rhetoric or to use language to obscure and even change the original content of what something is into something else is a very, very powerful tool. So let's just get with it. So when I talk about black people can't be racist, that doesn't mean that I'm supporting any of these positions that some of our white folks have, or people who support them have, in terms of, well, black people can be racist because look at their opinions about white boys in sports, or the more ridiculous one that I've heard. Well, I've been hearing a lot over the last couple of years that, you know, black people have privileges because they can dance, they can do this, they're so athletic. I used to have a teammate who used to tell me all the time how, you know, how he was better in so many ways, or how he had to work harder because black people are just born with six packs and things of that nature. Like all this crazy stuff, because I've never had a six pack in my life. I've been as close as I'm ever going to get to one. But I've, you know, never been able to get that. But these sort of ideas that play in people's minds, like, and also how we kind of obscure what, like, privileges are, what benefits are, versus gifts or things that we find appealing. Like, you know, just because you like big asses and big lips, that's not a privilege. Okay, even if that's the current trend of the day, because, you know, once upon a time, chubby was the in shape. If you wasn't chubby, you wasn't it. Like, what are you, work all day, huh? You have to do manual labor. No, when you're living good, you got a fat belly. That used to be a style. Okay, in some places it still is a style. It's still looked at that way. But again, those aren't privileges. Privileges are usually tangibles. They're usually things, and if they're not tangible, it's a something, like a rule or a law that has an effect that gives you such benefits or tangibles. That's what that is. So when there's laws in place that keep certain groups of people away from certain types of benefits, okay, then we have racism. What makes it hard for it to be detected these days is that they're just not blatant with it anymore. But if you know that, okay, I don't want these kinds of people. And when I say these kinds of people, the people who are most likely to be redlined, the people who are most likely to come out of this situation, to come out of this community. If I know that this community has a high statistic of crime, has a high statistic of this A, B, C, and D, then I'm going to make sure that these qualities that tend to come from this community are qualities that are banned from my community. Okay? And where that gets deeper is when you start seeing mechanisms, even businesses or different forces at play, do things to keep those communities in the situation that they're in, so they keep meeting that requirement to get denied. For those who are talking about home ownership, who want to buy a home, or who have credit or have been working on their credit, understand that where you live, the address that you use when you apply makes a difference. And they can give you 1,000 different reasons why it should apply, why is this and that. It's all bullshit and it's bad for you. Those things are put into place to make it tougher. Period. That's the bottom line. Those are just barriers. Because when you came out of slavery, when we came out of slavery and we were not just the, before the sharecropping, we had hit with the black codes, we got hit with the work leasing, when we got hit with and as far as, for those who don't understand what the black codes are, who may be new to the platform or just new to the information, these are laws that said things, just to give you an example, let's say in Virginia, if a newly freed slave was not able to find a place of residence, then he and his family were to be split up and be put into labor over a certain amount of time. And if they tried to get their kids back, if they tried to do anything of that nature, they would be fined, what was it, $500, which would be the equivalent of a lot of money now, if you're looking at what the value of a dollar was back then. So when you know people are coming out of the plantations, you know, slaves, obviously, and you also have laws within that same state that forbid or make it virtually impossible for those same freed slaves to own property, what do you think is going to happen? See, it's very, very cute when people get into this rhetoric game, get into all this bullshit. That's what rhetoric is. It's bullshit. And as much as they equivocate, oh, this is what we're trying to do, the reality is always something different. This is how Western society has run for many, many years. That's why I continue to make those points. So I continue to talk about Western society. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go look into the history of Western society. If you don't know what Western society is, go look into that. And then you'll understand exactly what it is that I'm talking about. Whether you're dealing with Rome, whether you're dealing with Visigoths and Ostrogoths and Vandals, there's a particular, no matter Byzantine Empire, it does not matter. There is a propensity and proclivity for the ruling class to put laws into place that make it harder for those below. Because in order for them to reap all the benefits and have the abundance, the overwhelming abundance, that means people have to go without. So as much as people talk about the 1% versus 99%, there is some truth to that. But people always want to leave out who those 1% people are. That's the part to where, and this is kind of going into what I'm talking about. When we get into these discussions with these so-called woke white folks, but they just see a different spin and are always trying to create this narrative that, you know, us black folks have this warped and twisted version, reverse racist ideology, Afrocentric, black supremacist ideology. It's like, hold the fuck up. Let's look at the facts. All I'm hearing from a lot of different people is them trying to water down and deflect from the facts. See, that's my issue, that when we have white people who want to deny an infrastructure such as white supremacy, deny that it even exists simply because they're white, simply because they don't want to feel that. That's how you get this bullshit like critical race theory and so many, and there's many different intentions behind it. Not everybody who's pushing it or pushing against it and talking about it has the same concerns, but it's all stemming from the same place. The inability and the reluctance to deal with the fact that white supremacy is to blame for not just our problems, not just black people's problems, but the world's problems. Because when we talk about that very same 1% that's doing all these deeds, that's fucking up the planet, that's creating all these wars, that's doing all these different things, people want to leave out the fact that these people are white. Those that are in control are white. why we're having so much talk against China and Korea is because those particular groups, these non-white groups, are becoming competitive. Family, these are things that I've talked about. I don't just go rattling off at the mouth for no fucking reason. There's a reason behind the madness. There's things that we need to be paying attention to. There's a reason, as much as I can understand, that Asia don't give a damn about us, especially not China or some of these other folks. It does not blind me to the reality of the politics that are at play. I'm not blinded by the fact that China want, why wouldn't China, who's competing with the European, want access to Africa? Why wouldn't they? It only makes sense. Well, why don't they just build it off the strength of their own backs? Because that's not how their competitor is doing it. Yeah, let's use our own resources while our enemy monopolizes the rest of the world's resources. Guess what? China isn't the biggest landmass in the fucking world. It's large, don't get me wrong, it's large. But it by itself does not have enough resources to compete with the rest of the world. And while we do, and Africa is the focal point, but let's not forget all these other colonies, how North America is essentially colonized. So we're talking about not just a small percentage of people, but we're talking about people whose homeland represents a small portion of this world's landmass, and yet they're able to pull resources from the rest of it. So yes, if I'm in competition with this other dude over here, naturally I'm going to want to do what I can to equalize. That's a concept that we talk about in chess. When you're losing, you try to make plays that help you equalize. Okay? So these are the things. And it's no mistake that these countries play chess, that they do it at a high level and that they invest in it. It's something that they care about. China don't seem like they care about much interaction with the outside world, except in certain activities that could possibly, I don't know, hinder them if they didn't participate. It's important to know what everyone else is doing and how everyone else is doing and how everyone else is thinking. So these are just the simple things that we have to keep in mind, family. When I bring things up, I'm not just spouting at the mouth, making things up as I go. That's not how this works. Now let's get back to this reverse racism and different things like that, because the reason why I'm bringing this up is because a lot of us seem to get confused when people bring up these points. This is why we got to pull ourselves out of their schools, because it's confusing us. You know, there's counterintuitive, I'm going to say, information that you get from going to school, that you get from watching the news every day. And yeah, you think that you have a strong enough filter to tune out the bullshit. But what happens when the bullshit is not as obvious as the other shit? You understand what I'm saying? See, sometimes I can tell you a bunch of bullshit. Actually, it could all be bullshit. But I'll tell you some things that are so crazy, you'll just focus on that and take all the other stuff that didn't seem as crazy as fact, because it just didn't seem crazy. And honestly, I see people do this all the time. I see it with the Ja Morant situation, where it's they constantly show you his father and things that his father said within the situation, to the point where people think that his father was actually involved. Like, similar to the Andrew Wiggins situation, where enough people are out there saying it, and as crazy as it sounds, it circulates enough and people throw out all the other stuff that's outlandish, but settle on he's having some problems. Like, they may not know or think it's another kid, they may not think that, but they're certain that it's an issue with the woman that he's with. And we honestly have no idea. There could be a death in the family. She could have a death in the family. You know, the kid could be sick. She could be sick. Could be a lot of things going on. But I just noticed that's how people operate. And I say that to say, when people are bringing up these conversations of reverse racism, they say, well, you know, well, black people get to do this and you can't. It's stuff like that that we seem to get ourselves into. And again, we seem like we don't truly understand what racism is. Like, because a black dude don't like a white person, which that exists, family, that exists. There's people who are biased, black people who are biased against white folks. And yet that fucking exists in sports or wherever have you. That fucking exists. It's not racist. It's not racist. That black man thinking something like what we feel about Luka Doncic, what we feel about Joker or whatever, is not going to stop them from playing ball. What we feel about Austin Reeves, I'm just giving some examples sports-wise because some of y'all follow sports, is not enough, because the way that we felt about them, they wouldn't be in the league. See, that's the difference. See, when someone isn't certain about our value, we don't get the opportunity. It's just how that works. It's just how that works. Because you have to have the power. You have to have the ability to do something based on that prejudice. It's how it works. We get into all these sideline conversations that mean nothing. Let's stop that. Well, black people can be racist too. Yeah, just not to white people. It's a fact. The whole, like, it just doesn't happen. Black people can be racist towards other black people. Black people can be racist towards Asians within this society. I would challenge someone to show me an example of a black person or a white person being able to influence China in the same way. And I'm not talking about Hong Kong. You understand what I'm saying? But black people can support white supremacy. In the same way that, because it's in the same way that a poor white trash can participate and support and be a part of white supremacy and be racist in their actions, despite them not really having any power outside of being white in the you know, and being in a society like that. That's like the only power, but it's not a whole lot, believe it or not. The same thing happened for a black person. A black person can be racist against his own community, against the Asian community, although let me also say I don't believe that that happens, or it happens in this whole scope that Asian hate, and how black people have been the face of Asian hate, even though when we look at who's threatening the churches, who's doing A, B, B, and C, who's doing the hate crimes against Asian folks, they're not us. There's not a, and it's historically not been us, but again, that's a privilege. See, when you're in a society that's geared towards your supremacy, a privilege is that you don't get to be held accountable. And accountability is the biggest issue that we have in this society. A whole people who don't want to be accountable don't feel like they should be accountable. People who don't want to be accountable for the decisions of their ancestors, the people who came before them, literally who came before them, but motherfuckers got like, they act like they don't have fathers and moms and grandpas and grandmas who have these ideologies. But they don't, you know, they don't want to deal with what they did, but they want to continue reaping the benefits. They want to continue paying everybody else but us. Everyone else is allowed to have some form of reparation, except black people. And they come up with a bunch of different reasons. God damn it, we give fucking white Jews money every year for something that did not happen on this soil. You do not see white people getting, in unison mad about that. Oh, the alt-right, absolutely. And they're very consistent. But I'm just talking about generally, like, they don't give a shit. And I would even argue that there's some people amongst that alt-right who truly don't give a shit. Let's just be honest here. But when it comes to my people, when it comes to black people, hell no. And then white people, like, want to overlook that. We want to overlook that, you know, history is not taught appropriately. That you hear so many good things about other cultures and you don't hear shit about what black people contributed to society. Like, they wait till the shortest month of the year to kind of gloss over it, talk about it a little bit, and then the rest of the 18 months, they don't say nothing. Because they damn sure ain't saying it in schools, and now they want to take it out of the schools because it makes people feel bad. White people specifically, again with the privilege. Because they make it seem like black people didn't feel bad having to hear that shit. Always hearing a doctored up, watered down version. One that attempts to put black people at more at fault for it. Or try to make it seem like we should be grateful for the European for what they did to us. Because we would still be having sticks and bones in our noses go ooga booga. That's, you know, that's the kind of history that they get. But they don't give a fuck about how we would feel about that. But it's always about how white people feel. And at the bottom line, how white males feel. They allow women to get a little bit of juice, but only so much. Like, for what little bit that they give women, they sure as hell take it away. And that white woman ain't gonna do shit because she's still in love with her goddamn husband. Even when her husband was raping the female slave, instead of getting mad at the husband, I don't know, what this broad do? She want to go in there and harass the slave that he's screwing on. Want to go in there and mess with her and talk to her as if he was her in her voice. Even taking it to another extreme. Yes, family. That's what she was doing when she wasn't selecting who would mate and who would breed. When she wasn't beating the shit out of the kids that would come out of that situation. To the point where they had to create a casual killing act. Are you fucking serious? And people expect that woman in the face of all this, will still lie on camera about a black man. Will lie, and this is 2023 and we can show footage of white women doing exactly what they did with Emmett Till. To this day, ain't just one or two of them. That white woman is rocking out with that white man because that is what she knows and that's what she believes in. It's what she comes from. And we still expect her to help us out? I mean, fuck that. It's the only person that don't get locked up at an incredibly large rate or vilified in the media that's in both a dominant and non-dominant group. It's only the fact that she's a woman puts her in place to get any of those other quote-unquote benefits. Although, if you are a male transitioning into a woman, well, then, sweetie, you gotta slow your natural-born woman ass down. See, these are the kind of conversations people don't want to talk about. This society's gotten to a point where they tell you, I'm white and I said so, and this is what I say, this is how it's going to go. Freedom of speech, my black ass. And when people forgot when Hillary was trying, when she was running, they were talking about censoring the internet, and they were talking about doing all these different things. And now instead of talking about it, they've been about the business of doing it. Already to the point where they're literally trying to dictate to you what you should think. And I can get more on that topic with a whole bunch of other stuff because you guys have been hearing about the documents. You guys are hearing about the Wuhan Institute. I've already given a little bit of information, but we won't get into that here. But overall, come on, man. Shit is ridiculous. This is what we're dealing with. This is what we have to deal with. Until we get our shit together. Let me get back to that point about China. Because this is another thing that I get. Because a lot of us get too caught up in our feelings and our emotions about motherfuckers who care nothing about you. Why are you getting your feelings so caught up? Why are your feelings so hurt that this person over here don't want to fuck with you the way that you wanted to fuck with them? I don't get mad that China don't want to fuck with us. Like, and I say this all the time. Are we in a position, like, if you were trying to get into a relationship, either a partnership, an alliance, and you China, right, and you looking at black people right now, would you say, you know what, I want to work with them? You know, with the FBAs and the Pan-Africans and the, all that, yeah, all them, all you, although they don't talk like that, but still, come on now. No. Gotta get our own fucking house in order before you can even think about these people being our allies. Stop looking for an ally when you got your head stuck in the mud. Everybody's fighting this same fucking beast, and we the ones with our goddamn heads in the mud. Asking for somebody to lift us up. No, goddammit, we gotta lift ourselves up. Now, a lot of people may not like that, but it's the truth. You gotta get up on your own two fucking feet. It's okay. We can handle it. Now, after we get on our feet, if people wanna fuck with us, then it's cool, but it's like any relationship. All right, and always question those relationships. Not to say that, yeah, sometimes you, when you're in a relationship or you get into a relationship, you may not be at your best. But let me tell you something. The situations that actually work, when even when you find somebody who's willing to deal with you when you ain't at your best, the thing that you have to do, if you want to realize that situation, is you have to start being at your best. If you not, or at least working towards it, like that got to be on your itinerary. You can't be the one looking for somebody to get you out of that situation. You understand what I'm saying? For that situation to work, you already got to be moving. So even though that person is trying to pick you up, it ain't even got to be that much hard. It's not even that, as much effort on them, because you were already getting to your feet in the first goddamn place and would have done so with or without them. That just makes the relationship more solid, more real. Okay. That's exactly the type of relationship that we need to think about making, that Africa is thinking about making. Are you not paying attention to what the different countries in Africa have been saying? They're talking about respect. They're talking about, if you're going to come deal with us, you're going to come deal with us like an equal, because you need something from us. Now, while we are still, and I give the dude credit. You guys know who I'm talking about. I ain't got to say the name. I give the dude credit for the documentaries, but we're really going to allow this motherfucker's bias and a few bad travel experiences really blind you from the power moves that we're seeing being made. And Africa is not just sitting on their feet. Like, even in this last Chess Olympia, because you guys know I'm into chess, Africa had some players that are maybe a bit higher rated than purported, but they were purported like 1500, 1600, that were pulling off these incredible upsets. Very, very similar to how China, in what was it, 2008, when they were at the Olympics, they started just getting all these medals, and people were trying to say that they were cheating and this, that, and the other, because that's what happens when you make a splash like that. Whether it's true or not, the point is they're making a statement, because I personally don't think it was true, but... Again, this is the Olympics, and it ain't just China trying to, you know, get away. It's not just China and Russia, even though that's the message that's been sent to us over the last 100 years. That whole war against communism, that gripe that they have against communism, has never gone away, because they lost the Cold War. But most people won't tell you that. Most people won't tell you that the Korean War and Vietnam were parts of the Cold War, which the U.S. lost. The U.S. lost to communism in terms of the actual fighting. It's just... they won the business of capitalism. You understand? You see, because not all wars are fought with money or with bullets. Some are fought with money. But anyway, that's my whole point. The United States does some dirty stuff, you know. But in this Western world, they say that if you're not cheating, you're not trying hard enough. That's who the people that's who we're competing against. That's who's controlling the world. That's what we're up against, family. So again, my point is, when China's sitting here trying to compete, and look at what they did. Look at the steps. It wasn't in a day, it wasn't in a year or two, but they took constant steps, and now they're in a position to where they are competitive, almost 50-50 with their European counterparts. And I keep saying that because that is reality for us. We have the resource, like, We have the resources that they want to profit off of. Whether it's the natural resources in the land of Africa, whether it's the resources that African Americans have cultivated here that the world has benefited from. Do people realize that they wouldn't even be able to cut their goddamn grass had it not been for a black man? The fact that motherfuckers have the choice of Yeezys and this and that, this left and right shoe came down to a black man. The intellectual genius, the musical genius, what's selling, what's innovating, what's hot. You need resources and you need what's hot. We got it. Tenemos tembao. We have it. That thing. Black people have that. Africans have that. Don't get into that Akon bullshit that happened months ago. You want to compare? See, that's more that separationist rhetoric. And we got to start paying attention to when the dominant society can get two people in on the same thing but look like they're in opposition. Go look at some old FBI documents. They did this shit with black leaders all the time and the black community all the time. Sometimes you'll have two people up there, like you might have Akon and some other buckethead that's talking about negative stuff about Africans, and just to create the discussion, to create that tension, to create that energy when we were at a point where that was like pay attention. As much as they wanted to make, billions of dollars off of Black Panther, the thing that they wanted that they wanted to quell, that they're confident that they can quell, is that love for one another, that appreciation for our motherland, of the fact that we were starting to wear our kentes and do different things, and we starting to listen to more Afro beats. Like, we're getting to a point, and we're still getting there, to where we're able to kind of unify and get together. The enemy saw that. The enemy didn't just see that. The enemy saw how united we were when it came to the DC reparations thing. This is around election time. While they wanted our minds to be focused on them, we were focused on us. And notice what happened in between time. You start getting hit with the Tory Lanez situation, this and that. A whole bunch of situations got sensationalized. A whole bunch of other topics. Everything to get our minds off of what was important. And as I say all the time, family, if it don't feed you, it ain't good for you. I don't give a damn what it is. And when a relationship has gone sour, you need to terminate it. You have to end it. Okay, it's not always easy. Sometimes we lack the confidence. Sometimes, you know, there's certain things that, you know, certain insecurities that we have. We fear being alone. We fear this, or we're attached to the past. No, when something no longer serves you, get rid of it. Or if something has some use, give it some attention. Make it match its use. If it gives you a lot of use, give it a lot of attention. But that's just one of the things that we got to pay attention to. Okay, another thing, because I did bring up race. Race, of course, we know isn't real. But family, when you start getting into this stuff, a lot of these concepts, a lot of these labels, they're bullshit. They're bullshit at the end of the day. Asian don't tell you who the fuck you are. Black don't tell you who the fuck you are. Don't tell you nothing about your culture, where you come from, what your language. It doesn't. It's just a pre-assumed origin, which is most likely true, but everybody come from the same place. But you see, that's the thing I want to talk about. When people want to acknowledge facts at their own convenience, you know, like everybody come from Africa when they want to claim something from Africa. You know, that's how it works. You know, racism exists when it's against them. Like, let's stop playing the game. We have to be more like ourselves. Let's get outside the box and stop being so reactionary. You don't have to react to everything someone says. You don't have to react to everything someone does. Not everything deserves a response. You don't have to validate people's opinions with responses. And oftentimes you'll see that's exactly what people want you to do. They don't want nothing else from you but for you to validate their own opinion that they had about some bullshit. You understand? That's how that goes. So we don't need to feed into that. We don't need to feed into that rhetoric about, you know, black racists, because if the person that you're talking to is white, that's when the conversation ends. And I'm so serious about that. You know, you guys can have a conversation about prejudice and this and that and assumptions and all that. All that stuff is relevant, but, you know, when they start talking about black people being racist, you know, that's where you just end that conversation. You don't even, because they don't know what they're talking about. Okay, so you don't waste your time. I do that with a lot of people, black, white, Asian. When you don't understand what you're talking about, like, because I'm not going to get paid for teaching you. And 9 times out of 10, not going to fucking listen to me anyway. Because when people haven't, you know what I'm saying? Like, people don't have the intellectual maturity to know that they've entered in a conversation where they don't know enough to actually converse. You understand? They only have enough to listen and maybe, and, you know, and respond to the information that's given. You know, it happens. Like, that happens to me, you know, a lot more often now because I'm back in school. So there's a lot of things I don't know about. I have to resign myself to not knowing something. I can have an opinion. I can have a thought. All right. It doesn't make it right. Doesn't make it true. It's just what it is, you know. And it's the same thing for a lot of people. And the thing is, when you start talking about these kinds of discussions, because remember, people get sensitive. Like, people, when you start talking about race, you know, people get in their feelings a little bit, you know, because they don't want to be a bad person. They don't want to be seen as something negative. Like, and as crazy as it sounds, you have people who are, like, blatantly, like, bigots and racists who do not want to be seen as bad people. They're like, I'm not a bad person. I don't do this. I go to church. I never hurt a fly, et cetera, but I just don't like niggers. You know, niggers just, I just don't care for them, but that don't make me a bad person because I don't like somebody. You understand? And I would even argue, being a racist doesn't make you a bad person necessarily, but you are participating in something bad. Like, you know, like you can get into a fight. That don't mean you're a bad person. You get angry and slap somebody. That don't make you a bad person. You did a bad thing. Okay, you know, I'm not so dichotomous in my logic to where I just, you do something, oh, you're a bad person. Or you know, you flash a little titty, oh, you fucking slut. You know, that's not how my mind is wired. But, you know, in Western society, this dichotomous logic, you got people who are wired like that. You know, they see a little skirt and, they, you know, wind blows it up. They see a thong, you know, all that weird shit. But I don't work like that. You know, there's a lot of people who claim to be free thinkers, and it is what it is. Rather than free thinking, just free the thoughts. But anyway, I'm not trying to confuse the body. But that being said, family, those are just my thoughts on that. I just wanted to get that out. This didn't have any structure, any rhyme or reason. I don't even know how long this was. How long I've been yapping. Oh, about 30 minutes. Yeah. Haven't made it to you guys too long. Might end up talking about this. I know I'm going to end up talking about this. Because it's just a thing that comes up, family. It's just a thing that comes up. You know, people with these whole, their whole ideas on stuff. And it's just like, shit, if you actually took the time to really. And that's the thing, too. I think that's the other part. I think there's an unwillingness to really sit down and really break down what these things are. Like, if you know, I can already say what it is. If you, but you feel this shit every day, you know what I'm saying? You don't feel like you ever have to study it. I used to feel like that. White people don't deal with it enough. Like, they don't deal with it to the point to where they really have to understand it. They just really want to understand why this comes up and how they're related to the situation. Like, they, like, that's the thing. Like, they can understand a whole lot of other complex systems. They can understand the system of, you know, everybody working in unison and, you know, every job having a role type thing, but, you know, they have a hard time, you know, the cognitive dissonance is a motherfucker. It's a hard time understanding why white people seems to come up in a conversations, you know, relating to white supremacy. You know, they're just like, yeah, you know, it does sure seem odd that the lowest percentage of people in the world just seem to be running everything, and then there's a history of bloodshed and disease and lies and rape, and but you know what? That's not why I'm here today. I'm here today because I worked hard. I pulled it up by my bootstraps. You know, my great-great-great-grandfather was a pioneer. It was just my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather who was a sumbitch. Like, yo, it's like, it's just like the cognitive dissonance is so, it's like, you have to laugh at it. You have to, like, because, like, how else do you take it? How else do you make sense of it? Because it just seems so obvious to everybody who's not in that position, right? You know, or you're in a position to where you're not trying to suck up to white folks. Oh, those are my favorite black folks right there. I don't believe in any racism. Everything I got was because I did it. It wasn't because I sit up here and talk against black folks and talk about against things that black people say that white people do. No, the reason why I have what I have is I work hard, and all these white people who follow me, they appreciate the fact that I'm honest, and they see that I'm a good black man. I'm a good black boy, and I go up there, and I just do the right thing, and I works hard, you know, and if the rest of you works hard, more white people would like you too. See, the reason why white people don't like black people, and I'm just going to go ahead and say it, is that y'all don't like to work. Y'all is lazy. You don't want, you want people to give you something for free. You're always talking about reparations. My great-great-granddaddy didn't get reparations, even though he most likely did. Like, at some point, and that's the other interesting thing about history. At some point, white people done got some type of reparation for something. For something. It just seemed like as soon as, like, black people became citizens, and then, you know, 1950s for sure, when other people started allowed to be, you know, citizens, they started to really tighten up what it was going to get them reparations to. It's just like, damn, okay, we done gave some to the red Native Americans. We didn't gave some to the people who wasn't white, who's now white now. We give money to I guess honorary white folks, you know, the Jewish community, and hell, we even gave money to the Japanese. But goddamn it, I am not, and I mean I am not gonna give a nigga none of the money. I tried to tell you, look, so they can all look like Flavor Flav and Lil Wayne and Rick James. No, I'm not finna do that. And they, well, all they're gonna do is buy a bunch of weed and Cadillacs. Do they still drive those?
Let me stop. Did you guys get what I'm going with this? Shit is ridiculous. The fact that we have to have discussions like this in a world that we literally talk about everything else. Like, we literally talk about somebody's right. We talk about whether or not it's right for fucking little kids to transition and get the body parts before 18 than black folks getting reparations. Like, the things that we seem to give a shit about, and not even to give a shit about, it just seems like black people have been told constantly, like, oh, wait your turn. It's not you. Not now. Now it's seeming like they're trying to say, well, it's too late. That happened too long ago and blah, 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 blah. And shit, we need to be more upset about it. And I don't mean upset about it as in, like, we, because that's the other thing I kind of want to get to, and I've been alluding to this whole idea of getting it with them. No, get it out of them. That's what I'm preaching. Get it with them, my ass. What have they done to deserve such loyalty? To the point to where when you do finally get on your feet, and that's probably another reason why, because it's just like, shit, anybody with good sense, do you think if the Japanese would have went through what we went through, and they got their reparations, that they want to still deal with this country or these people in the same capacity that they do. Hell, they got colonized a little bit. You already see what the relationship is like. They ain't go through half of what we went through. When we start finally coming to our senses, yeah, Stockholm Syndrome is real. When we finally start coming through our senses, realistically, what would make these people a good partner? And also knowing how we work, everything is based on respect, right? How do you work with people who don't respect you? Who've shown you at every turn that they don't respect you? Who've made you fight tooth and nail for just the smallest of liberties? Yeah, I do question. I do question the mental capacity. I do wonder. I do talk about it's our time, but family. Potential is just a destination yet travel. We can have the potential. It could be our time. But the other thing about time is that time can pass. And it could be our time now. But if we miss that motherfucker, well, usually don't come back round again. See, a missed opportunity becomes somebody else's opportunity. That becomes somebody else's victory. So be complacent. Be content to be your master's nigga for the rest of your days, and then your children can be your master's nigga, and then your children's children will be your master's nigga. I'm still seeing generations of a master's nigga, and they get to keep master's nigga because the nigga is okay with being master's nigga as long as he got a couple of biscuits, some new shoes, a fucking car, a PlayStation. You just give a nigga, the master's nigga, a biscuit, a trinket, and he'll stay right in line. Oh, don't step against me. Don't step out for your people. Have a biscuit. No, no, no. And don't you like biscuits? And you got these other house niggas who want to be the master's nigga, who go sit up there and talk about, oh, yeah, yeah, you see that biscuit he got? Oh, shit, I'm trying to get me a biscuit. What do I need to do to get a biscuit? Hey, baby, how about you and me go, you know what I'm saying, do something, try to go get a biscuit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we really justify that sort of behavior because of what you can get. And then in the same breath, though, have a fucked up ass opinion about an actor or a character that you see in a movie, a little slave movie, and he want to be massa's number one nigga. And he get to eat a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and he cool. And you got the most, like, people have the most fucked up opinion about Samuel Jackson's character in Django. And yet, they'll praise that same nigga in Modern Time. Tell me how an NBA player ain't a master's nigga. How most of these rappers that come out, the Lil Babies, the Big Babies, to the Baby, Jelly Baby, New Baby, all these goddamn motherfuckers. Tell me how they ain't being a master's nigga. But we praise him for it. He getting that money, though. He getting paid. House niggas used to get paid, fool. Before they even got to that part where it's just straight up chattel slavery, slaves, like when they still had white slaves and whatnot, you could, like before Bacon's Rebellion, like slaves could make a wage. They would make a certain amount of money to have to pay their way out. It was cheaper. A little bit easier, or a lot easier if you was white, but this was something that happened. Same mentality existed then. See, that's the part that really, really irritates me about people who do not get into history. Because if you don't do it, you're destined to repeat it. When this slavery shit first kicked off, not to say that the Europeans didn't do it fucked up or brutal, but there was supposed to be some rules that went with the shit. Motherfuckers was supposed to be only working for a certain set period of time. This whole lifetime of servitude was some new shit they introduced to the game. See, that's the part about going into your roots, going into your history. Find out how this shit happened. Y'all dumbass think that Nick, they just went down there and had bags and shit and said, come here, you come with us, nigga. And going to the new work. You come with us and work it, nigga. No. Those, you also have to think about the logistics of how that would even work. You just gonna go to a place, kidnap a whole bunch of motherfuckers, and now you gonna beat them until they all work for you. Like, think about how that would happen. Most of y'all don't even speak this motherfucker's language. It's like, so when you talk about these things, that's the problem with this hot pocket, need it right now society that we live in. Because you just expect things to make sense. That's why History Planet or History Channel fuck people up. Because they just give people a little bit of stuff, let them assume, and then that's fact, and it doesn't take much to prove anything to you. Like, if this was court, the reasonable doubt would be very cheap. It's a reason why people appeal to the court of public opinion, because people are stupid. They create them that way. But I'm not going to get in. This is not going to be a discussion. I was supposed to be done, but I got to talk about this. Because this is the shit that I see. And I'm not hating on people who get a bag. I don't care that you got to do what you got to do to survive. Absolutely. Yeah, I get that. But at what point do you not maintain some dignity? Or are you so much a slave that you have to deal with that situation because you have no other opportunities? How are you not a slave? You making this amount of money, but you trying to tell me you're not a slave, but you can't do nothing to maintain your dignity, your family's dignity, or your people's dignity. Come on now. When we have a society that a lot of this, how would you call it, civil rights and standing up against white supremacy started with black folks, but we have more people who are of other ethnic backgrounds, other ethnicities, non-black, who come in this country and they have more of a voice. They don't feel the shit. They just speak their mind. Some shit going down in the Asian community don't give a damn. And they like, no, we talking about us. They don't make no apologies. We stood up there, because we trying to make it so bad. But could you just please give us some attention? Could you please give me attention? Like, this shit is just so mind-boggling. Because when you take a step outside the box and you look in, this world just seems insane. And you realize that a lot of what we think is reality is what we were taught. Like, we were taught a way to look at the world. We were taught a way to digest and comprehend information. We were taught a way to come to conclusions. It's a part of the fucking scientific method. And out of all the non-science that they fucking teach you in school, they made sure to teach you how to think. But we missed that. They were teaching you how to think and was calling it science. Although, when you really get into science, you'll find out that there isn't just one way to think. There isn't just one way to do things. But we live in a society that's made thinking that's standardized thinking. That's what has me so concerned. About what our future is going to be. Because when things like this happen, you know, there needs to be somewhat of a general awareness that this sort of thing is happening. And that's just not the case. And if I were to relate it to histories, it would be just like the other civilizations that we talked about that fall, particularly Western civilizations. where you have people who are writing about the things that were happening and why it was falling, but what was doing to stop it or prevent it? Nothing. And that's what this feels like. People are going to come and maybe look at this 50 years from now, maybe even 100 years from now, and saying, damn, what the fuck were those people thinking? Why didn't they do anything? Shit certainly seemed fucked up. Couldn't they not tell that the situation was bad? It's the same shit that we ask about, like, people in Slack, like, motherfuckers didn't know this shit. Like, our inability to critical think or to think outside of a very base level is very, very troubling. And, okay, yeah, I'm gonna leave it here, because I'm rambling. So, with that being said, y'all, this has been almost an hour. Peace, love, and light. I'm just gonna go ahead and post this now. Screw it. Enjoy. Tech out.